Election Day is approaching, and officials in New Jersey say they need people to step up and serve as poll workers. We get more from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Poll worker shortages are a challenge faced by election officials in Burlington County, Camden County, and pretty much everywhere else throughout the state every election. Burlington County Board of Elections Chair Heather Cheeseman says they're looking for civic-minded people from both sides of the political aisle.
We have a very good training program, and there's plenty of support that we provide on Election Day, so we welcome anyone to sign up.
Because Election Day is in the middle of the week, it's always hard to find people who are able to work the polls. Poll workers can earn up to $300 for the day.
From at least 5:15 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Election Day. So it's a long commitment.
Anybody interested should contact their local county board of elections to apply. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.